across the UK, online, on DAB+, and on the Talk Radio app.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Independent Republic of Mike Graham right here on Talk Radio, here with you until 1 o'clock, of course. We want to hear from you, of course, because an awful lot of people are finding that the company that was supplying their energy has either gone bust or is about to go bust, and they might find themselves having to pay an awful lot more. We're talking to Sir John Redwood, Conservative MP for Wokingham. John, let me read you this from somebody called Dano, who says, my fixed energy tariff ends early October, and my current £1,396 per year is predicted to be £2,950 for the next year. This is beyond belief. And I've also been hearing from people this morning, John, who are saying that their supplier has gone out of business. They are now being offered much, much higher tariffs by alternative suppliers, and they're not able to really choose who those suppliers are. This whole thing is a mess. I think Ofgem have got an awful lot of questions to answer.
Well, I agree. It's very difficult. And well, let us hope that this is a temporary surge in prices and that it collapses. And so as long as you've got cover until the prices are a bit lower, then maybe you'll be able to sign up to a longer term arrangement for next year at more sensible prices again. We're assured by the experts in government that this is temporary and there's no underlying shortage of gas, that it will sort itself out. Let's hope that's right. But for people who are already with a contract with a company that collapses, there's meant to be a smooth transition to a new company, and then you'll have to see what the pricing arrangement's going to be. Because why are so many companies going bust? It's because there's been this big surge in the price of the underlying commodity they're trying to sell on, and they haven't been able to cover themselves forward fully for all of that, and so they simply run out of cash because they're selling gas at price X, and they're having to pay up to two times X or whatever in order to fulfil the contract. And you can't go on like that as a company for very long.
But surely we as taxpayers, John, should not be having to bail these people out, should we?
Well, I think the government is desperately concerned to make sure there's continuity of supply for people who have backed some of the smaller, leaner companies that are now in great difficulties. And so it's very important to look after the consumer. Let us see what they come up with, because this is what they're in talks discussing with the companies and with the regulator at the moment. Yeah. I obviously want to have a solution which costs the taxpayer as little as possible. But I do understand the primacy of what the government's trying to do. It's trying to ensure that no consumer is without gas and no consumer faces a ridiculously large increase in their bill. There's got to be some kind of transition for consumers. But who backed a company that's gone under.
But before this latest kind of spike in the price, and without this latest crisis, there was already going to be a lot of pressure on people's bills in October, because it had been announced that everybody's bills would be going up massively in October because of energy prices boosting by something like 200% in the year.
Well, that's right. And the customer wasn't happy because the bill was going up by double figure percentages, which are very difficult to afford, particularly for those on lower incomes. But the companies weren't happy because the permitted increase in the price they could charge was not going up enough to cover the cost of the underlying gas. So everybody was very unhappy. And I think it shows the danger of an overmanaged system. And if you get the overmanaged system wrong, the customer still faces an increase in their bill that's quite high, and the companies don't have enough money, and some of them go bust. And that's not a great position. So I would urge the government, with the industry and the regulator, to think again and try and come up with a more stable system going forward on the back of this crisis.
I mean, Boris Johnson's answer this morning seemed to be, when he was asked over in America, he was hopeful that the market would basically stabilise. I mean, that's not really terribly confidence building, is it?
Well, I think he may be right. I mean, I think this is probably a temporary spike. I think the two things that could change quite soon are that I think Europe might start importing more Russian gas once they've secured contracts on Nord Stream 2, the big new pipeline going into Germany. I think there's been a bit of politics and disruption ahead of signing up a substantial increase in Russian gas exports to Germany. And surely we're going to get back quite a lot of American production in the Gulf area, which was taken out by the hurricane. And that will be very helpful to world markets. So, yes, I think it's quite possible this will prove to be a spike, but Like you, I don't know how long the spike could last and how high it might go before it's over. And in the meantime, the government, the regulator, have got to get people through that difficult position.
Well, I'm going to be ordering extra supplies of wood for the old wood-burning stove until Michael Gove tells me it's illegal.
Well, you've got that alternative technology. Some of us don't have that.
Well, do you know, you can always have a bonfire in the garden. I mean, it might be cheaper by the time you finish with it. You just build yourself some kind of huge, you know, pyre that you can just sit around and cook your sausages on.
Well, there's probably rules against that, and I certainly wouldn't want to set light to the trees nearby. That would not be a good idea.
No, indeed. Well, it's good to know that you're still as honest as you always were. So, John Redwood, thank you very much indeed. A member of the COVID Recovery Group, Conservative MP for Wokingham. The bottom line here...